Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. Welcome back to another Max and Friends. Tonight we're live. What is the date? It is the, what, the illusion of time. The 7th of October. So welcome to Max and Friends. If it's your first time joining us, welcome to the show. We've been here 10 years. Where you been? Tweet me at Max Succi and let me know. You can follow me on Instagram at Max Succi Radio. Oh, hey, today we celebrated my friend Sabrina's birthday. Sam, we got a little note for her, don't we? Hit it real quick. Happy birthday, Sabrina.
Happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, this is your birthday song. Oh,
celebration all night long.
Oh, may all your dreams come true.
Hey!
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Happy birthday, Sabrina. We had a fun time tonight. We saw Night School and we had a great dinner. So I'm just grateful that I know you and I wanted to wish you happy birthday. Hey to my niece, Lily and Bella. Y'all been like up on Instagram like lately a lot lately. So I saw you all there and I just wanted to say how you doing. Hey, listen, I got to tell you about some things going on in my life. On November 1st, I will be chairing the 25th anniversary luncheon for SOS Children's Village, Florida, at the Boca Resort in Boca Raton, Florida. So for more information, go to sosflorida.com. We have a great village of 72 children in 13 homes here in South Florida. And about 10 years ago, I was introduced to the organization. And since then, I've been doing a lot of events for them, chairing events and raising money and bringing awareness to SOS Children's Villages, Florida. Again, go to sosflorida.com. I've got some great people coming to the event. My girl, Auntie Rolanda Watts, will be the mistress of ceremonies. And I have my honorary chairs. I love Tommy Rose. Remember, I had Tommy Rose on my TV show, Eye on the People with Max Succi, and her husband, Mark Strickland. They're my honorary chairs, and they will be there representing the spirit of family. Because, you know, house is one thing. And a home is another. But when you have a family dwelling in it, it just makes life more beautiful to share your life with your family, with the other people. And hey, listen, if you're going through things with your family right now, just get over it. Because the reality is that they're your family and you got to love them no matter what. You got to love everybody. Just let's love. Let's just love. I also have to tell you, there's a great magazine called Eaten, E-A-T-E-N, the food history magazine. I'm in it in the summer, autumn 18, number 3, rare issue. There's a great story about Oscar's Delmonico and, of course, Delmonico's and the whole thing and my grandfather and my father. And it's a little bit of history into dining at Delmonico's. It's titled See You at Delmonico's. And if you're in New York, for sure, head over to Delmonico's because, hello, it's the lineage, my lineage. It's my grandfather. 1923, Delmonico's closed for good. And then in 1926, my grandfather took it over, made a speakeasy. And the reason why it's still thriving and that iconic building on 53 Beaver Street is still there is because of Oscar Tucci. So, you know, we just got to say his name. Hey, speaking of this coming the 13th of October, so this coming Saturday, there is the Month of Modern in Boulder, Colorado. There's the Charles Hartling House Tour. And there you go. So check that out with Month of Modern on Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, I told you, you can hit me up there at Max Succi Radio and on Twitter at Max Succi. We're tweeting right now. Today, we got a great show. My friend, he's a great author of his new book, Soulful Reflections. He'll be joining us shortly. Dr. Philip from Australia. I think he's there right now. He's an intuitive healer, a wellness chiropractor, and he is just on the path of enlightenment and bringing joy, love, and light to the world. He's a light maker for sure. And he's a kaleidoscope, vibrant, inspired, passionate, and caring human being. He's a custodian of hope for humanity while bringing love, healing, and the possibility of being more to humanity across the world. And the new book, Soulful Reflections, we're going to talk about tonight. We're also going to talk about life and just bringing love into it. Also, right now, we have my girl, Dr. Dina, is going to be on the show because she's got a show here on LA Talk Radio. So, Dr. Dina, welcome to Ask Some Friends.
Hey, y'all. Good to be on, as always.
As always. Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm so grateful for you. And, hey, listen, why don't you tell us about your new show on LA Talk Radio that airs Sundays at 6 p.m.? Tell us about it.
All right. Get Real with Dr. Dina is the name of the show, and it's about all things real. On our show, we do real talk. That means that if you're there to do BS and be superficial and not really speak the truth, then you can't hang with me on our show. And right now, for October, we're really talking about fear and how to remove those fear barriers in your life so you can truly live your best life, no matter what it looks like. So really excited about Get Real with Dr. Dina, because I'm telling you, the show is hype. We laugh, we love, and, you know, Max, who named the show, is always talking about Max being my muse for being unapologetically me, and I'm always appreciative for powerful mentors and people in my life like Max.
Well, I'm grateful for you, and you know what? I remember when you were texting me, you're like, what should I name the show? I just got to be real. I'm like, well, you just said it yourself, girl. Just be real.
Yeah.
Just be real. But, you know, the show's been airing now for how long here on LA Talk Radio?
Oh, my goodness. We kicked off in June.
Right?
2 months. Yes, and it seems like longer, but as I begin to cultivate the show that really represented me and my brand, you know, we've adjusted things. So we start with a bit of chit-chat, which introduces us to the next phase of the show, which is really conscious conversations. And those are the topics where we've expanded on that, but we always conclude with concrete conclusions, meaning what's your takeaway? What could you do today to make your life better?
So what can you do today to make your life better, Dr. Dina?
Well, one thing you could do is definitely make sure that you set your alarms and tune into the show next week. And if you missed tonight's show, go back and listen to it.
There you go.
One of the things, like you spoke to, is that really getting clear about who you are. Yeah. And I say that repeatedly and I repeat it. You know, my favorite saying is 50% about knowing who you are is knowing who you're not. Because that's going to shape how you react and respond when life gets tough and you get really shaken. So that clarity is really huge, because you can't be confident about who you are unless you're clear. And everything you do as far as your consistent practices, again, rely on you being clear and confident. So I call it my C3 blueprint. That's what you could do today, is that if you don't really have clarity about yourself, get quiet. Mm-hmm. Spend some time. Figure that out. And if not, then find yourself an intuitive coach, because I heard you're going to have somebody on your show tonight.
Yes, we are.
Really break it through.
And, you know, that's a great story. Speaking of intuition, we were at one of my favorite restaurants in New York called Il Posto Accanto. I was with some friends. And I felt this energy of this table over there, and I'll tell Dr. Phillip later, but he's listening now. So, but we were at this restaurant. They were at the other end of the table. It was like one of those big farmer's table. And everyone's like, I said, I have to go over there. And everyone's like, no, don't go. You know, this is, you know, don't bother people. I said, I'm not pleased. When like attracts like, you can't bother it. So maybe you all don't have what I feel right now, but I'm going to say hi to all these cool people. I just felt the energy. And that was a few years ago. And now Dr. Phillip is joining me tonight on my show. His book is Soulful Reflections. We're going to talk about that. But let me tell you, Dr. Dina, you know, I always got to say your title, because you worked hard for it.
I know.
I posted this quote, I think, on Facebook a few years back, right? And every time I post it, every time I see it, I'm like, oh my God, I just love this quote. And it goes like this: life has no meaning. Each of us has meaning, and we bring it to life. It is a waste to be asking the question when you are the answer.
Oof.
How about that?
That's good. That's good.
Conscious conversations here on Max and Friends. Well, you know, you've been part of them. And we have Gordana Biernot from, she's just a hashtag Know the Truth, one of Oprah's Super Soul 100s. And Panache Desai has joined us in the past. And of course, our brother, our friend, author of Mastery of Consciousness, Nandaji. But you have your book too. So tell our listeners tonight about your book and spread the word about that.
Yes, my book is about mindful leadership, the A to C guide for activating the intentional leader within you, and that affirmations without action is just wishful thinking. Mm-hmm. And you need to be intentional, not only about how you lead yourself, because that's the conduit to how you lead and interact with others. And so what my book does is that it gives you, whether you process it daily or you take one particular affirmation and spread it out through that week, but there's questions and reflections in there. And the wrap-up piece is the gratitude journal at the end. It's been 30 days truly being grateful. You can't be grumpy and grateful at the same time. So be intentional about being grateful.
Well, listen, I'm grateful for you. And tell our listeners tonight where they can catch a show one more time.
You can catch my show on Sunday, 6 p.m., Get Real with Dr. Dina at LA Talk Radio. And you can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Get Real with Dr. Dina for after show and pre-show clips. So look forward to seeing you with me next week.
Well, I'm glad you joined us tonight. And listen, I'm looking forward to coming on your show, but let's do it when I'm in the studio. I'll let you know when I'm going to be in LA.
I know. That's what I'm waiting for.
You know what, girl? Oh, look, it's 11-11 on the East Coast. How you doing, 11-11? Speaking of 11-11, my sister's getting married on 11-11. But Dr. Dina, I will talk to you. You know, it's been a while since I've done live shows, and I love them because they're just real. You know, this is who I am. It's fun and good. But listen, girl, I'm going to be in L.A., so book me on the 28th of October for your show.
Done.
Tell them I'm going to be there with you.
you done and done. You're there.
Done and done. 28th, girl. And then we'll go to Mel's after and get our milkshake on.
That's right.
I love you for being here. And listen, you know what? I love that when you saw the vision in your head, you created it with your hands and you made your show. So I bow to you for bringing one of your truths to life. It's a beautiful thing. You know, life has no meaning. Bring life meaning. So you brought not only your life meaning, but you're bringing meaning to many people's lives with your show. So keep it real, Dr. Dina.
Thank you.
Last night, drive safe. And when you get home, text me. Let me know you got home safely, okay?
All right. Done.
All right, girl. Well, one thing that I love for sure here on LA Talk Radio is playing music. One of my favorite songs is from my best friend in the whole world. I love Ash Ruiz. We were in Colorado. I was online. I was looking for things to do in Boulder. I was on Facebook at their events, and there was a Sat song with Ash Ruiz. And I'm like, who is this Ash Ruiz, and why is he here in Boulder like 5 minutes away from me? So I called my friend Noni. I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm like hanging out at the farm. I'm like, get ready because we're going somewhere tonight. He's like, where? I said, going to a Sat song. I said, I don't know who Ash is, but he just looks like he's going to be my best friend. So literally, that's what happened. And we've been friends for years since, I think like 5 years now, we know one another. And Ash, you all might know from the band Menudo. And he was just on the tour with Menudo and everything else. But there's a song that Ash wrote called Beautiful Light. It's one of my favorite songs. We played here often on Max and Friends because what it does is it sets a tone for a high vibration of love. So right now on Max and Friends, let's play that song from Ash Ruiz, my boy Ash Ruiz, and the song Most Beautiful Light. Sam, hit it. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Max Teach.
Find myself inside your eyes.
Finally, Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. Hit it, Sam. Short version of Max and Friends. I don't know where that is, but usually he plays out the song. But Sam, how you doing? You, when you find it, you can play it. But welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, we're here. I'm on LA Talk Radio. I'm thrown off right now, but let's just compose and have clarity. So my next guest, we did meet in New York City at El Posto Acanto. Sulfur Reflections is his first publication. Words are more than just a bunch of letters. They hold immense power to inspire, motivate action, and evoke a plethora of feelings. So tonight on Max and Friends for the first time, I can't say the first time you're a friend and the second time you're family, because you are family. So welcome to the show, Dr. Philip from Australia. How you doing?
G'day, Max. Great to be on Max and Friends tonight. And a big hello and a big warm Philip hug for you.
And I received that big old hug and one right back at you. How are you?
Man, I am absolutely buzzing. I am overflowing with love at the moment. I'm seeing just so much goodness that the world can be infused with, and how much light that people can bring to their own lives and their hearts and then shine brightly for others.
That's right. They can shine brightly. And there really is, you know, there's a truth of happiness right now. There's an energy of happiness that I feel constantly. And it's a, for me, it's a, you know, I tell people it's a choice. You know, that happiness is there if you tap into it. So start tapping into that more, right?
Oh, Max, it's one of those choices. Like a lot of the people, I also work as a wellness chiropractor and intuitive healer. And during my day-to-day work, and people come in, they say, why are you so happy? And I said, because I wake up and I make the choice. Mm-hmm. I'd love to say I'm happy all the time. I'm not. I'm human. You know, I have my ups and my downs, but I do my best to choose happiness. And if we choose happiness and we bring that energy to what we do in life and who we are, our world's a better place to start with. I mean, it just looks better. Because if we're looking through really cloudy, dull, depressive eyes all the time, then the world looks pretty...
Okay, but let me ask you this question. You know, because some people believe that we're living in a world right now that's dark and gloomy and all these things that are happening both, you know, in politics, in office, out of office, here and there. What inspiration do you give people and what hope do you give people to say, listen, you know, because... Tell me what they answer that question, then I'll tell you why.
All right.
So what do you inspire people with?
Well, Max, in this, I mean, it's, as I said, we have a choice to the way we see the world.
Right.
And if we believe and allow energies to believe it is not good, then it won't be good. However, let's make the choice to be happy, to be loving, to be kind, to be friendly, to be courteous, to give appreciation, to have gratitude. And when we do that, the world looks very different. No matter what leaders of the world are doing and the economy is doing, we change everything by our inner world. And remember, Max, our inner world is what we see outside. That's how it manifests. Mm-hmm. It manifests out there. And you know what? And it was like Dr. Dina was saying, and you were saying, you can't be grumpy and happy at the same time. So why don't we get our inner happy going and get rid of our outer grumpy?
That's true. Well, you know, here's my reality, too. I believe that we create our own reality, and I know you do, too, I'm sure.
Yes.
And when you have that understanding of creating your own reality, you create the happiness in the reality you want. You know, so it's that simple. But what I was going to say before you gave that beautiful response was that, you know, people are saying, oh, and it's hard to say. I can't even like say it, but let's just break it down as to why people are saying that we live in such a dark time right now and this and that, you know, and it's like fear mongering of darkness and depression and sadness, you know, and it's like crabs in a bucket. If you all want to stay there, you're going to be pulled right back down and you're never going to get out that bucket. Unless you create a hole in the bottom of it and escape. So start doing that.
Exactly, escape. I mean, it was interesting when you were talking about with Dr. Dina about fear. Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest things I see with people is the fear of not belonging, the fear of not being enough, the fear of not being loved. Mm-hmm. And you know what? And they're looking out, and we live in a social media world, an Instagram world, where so many people are looking from without for acceptance, from without for belonging, from without for love. And yet we live in this amazing world right now that's a world of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's opportunity to seize it with both hands, shake the living daylights out of it, and say, you know what? I create a better world. I create a world within myself. I create a world. Now, I had a young female patient, a 14, 15-year-old female patient the other day, and she was really, she was almost suicidal because she put up a picture of herself from a party she went to, and she said, I only had one like, and I said, hang on a tick, stop, stop. Did you like the way that you looked? Yes. But how did you feel? And she goes, well, I said, look in the mirror, look yourself eye to eye, and tell yourself, girl, I love you. Mm-hmm. You are amazing. You are beautiful.
Yes.
You are strong. You are
That's
sexy.
Right.
You are everything.
Yeah. And, you know, the joy we always see here on Maximum Friends is try it in the mirror. Look at yourself and tell yourself that in the mirror. Look at yourself and really study yourself and appreciate who you are. You know, yesterday I wrote, I'm delightful to be alive. You know, and those are just my morning affirmations. Always start with after a million thank yous. Then I start getting into what I'm thankful and grateful for. And then all of a sudden, just more gratefulness springs up from being grateful. You know, it's just a beautiful showering of gratitude that I always put out, and then it comes back. But you know what? Let's get into, there's so much to talk about here tonight, especially your book, Soulful Reflection. You and I could talk all night about so many different
things. I know,
things, man. I got to bring this back segment. into radio mode, because, you know, it's a conscious conversation. Gordana Biernat and I always have the conversations like we kind of get off a track, but then I realize that track that we get off is the right one we're supposed to be on, and
Absolutely.
Just listen to a conscious conversation. But, you know, I have to tell you, let's back up to the genesis of our friendship.
Yes.
So, as you heard in the beginning of the show, we were at a Posto Acanto in New York. We were at that long table. And I was with a group of friends, and I was like, who are they? Look so groovy. I just love the whole energy and vibe. And my friends were like, don't go over, you know, don't, like, okay, whatever. I'm like, listen, that's your thing. My thing is, if I feel somebody's high frequency and that high vibration and the synchronicity, then I'm going to say hi. So I walked over. I could see it right now. I walked over to the end of your table, and I was like, hi, I'm Max Tucci. And you're like, well, hi, Max Tucci. And I said, what brings you all here? And then just here we are all these years later.
Max, do you know what the funny thing about it is? I remember that moment so clearly. And you walked over and you said, hi, I'm Max Tucci. And I just had to come over because I felt your energy as you walked in.
Yeah, and it's true.
And you know what the funny thing with that, Max, is that was my first time back to New York for probably 20 years at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting with my cousin, Bridget Morphew. And Bridget has one of the greatest archives of vintage clothes in the US. Amazing. Shop Morphew. You've got to check it out. Mm-hmm. But we're sitting there, and I told Bridget a little earlier, I said, you know, Bridget, I had this really interesting vision when I got in the cab from JFK. And she goes, what was it? And I'm in there, and I kept seeing this word Oscar and this sort of salmon-type colored card with this gold embossed. It looked like Neptune's trident. And I said, I don't understand. I thought maybe it's something for my son who's a young filmmaker and writer. And I thought I just let it be. I just surrendered. And I said, well, the universe has given me that for a reason. And then the next night we go up to our Posto and we saw our now great friends Julio and the gang up there. And we're sitting there, and after you'd come back and you'd asked us, we'd like to go to a little soiree for Barbara Taylor Bradford and our friend Vanessa Noel's place. And you said, you put your card down, and didn't know how busy we were. And you put a card down, and the back of it was white. And you said, look, give me a call if you can come.
Right.
Anyway, so you went back over to the table to your friends, and Bridget picked up the card, and she started smiling. And I said, what are you smiling about? She turned it around. And your card, and you remember your card, Oscar Maximilian Tucci.
That's right.
So many color with that gold embossed like Neptune's trident. And I knew at that moment that the universe had brought us together again in this lifetime to create goodness in the world.
And here you are.
Absolutely.
Right where you're supposed to be. And you know what's funny about that card is that I spent so much time researching monograms for how I wanted that card to be. Right. And so the monogram of what looks like the Triton is my initials, OM, because my initials are OM.
Oh, wow.
Right. And then the top of it is a T, that comes down between the O and the M.
That's how that was created. Yeah. Now, here's another interesting thing, Max. You are the seed for soulful reflections.
Okay.
You sowed a seed that day that, and I didn't know soulful reflections was sitting within me at that time, but I just knew that somehow there was this goodness. And like we said, you know, words aren't just words. I mean, words are, they become our bond and our strength and our humanity. They become, you know, our words become our words and our truth. And I thought, I've got to start capturing all of these amazing downloads of information the divine's giving me, whether it be a little insight or through insightful healing poetry, because we know even in any relationships, if someone says to someone, I love you, they will hear the words. But when they feel it, magic happens. And what I've already found with my book, Soulful Reflections, which you can get on Amazon.com, just look up Dr. Philip Morphew and Soulful Reflections, you can get that. And as people are already reading it, they're going, you understand me, Dr. Philip. You know who I am. Oh, my God, those words have given me warmth to my heart. And I've sat at my desk reading some of this feedback that's coming through the internet to me, and I've sat and I've cried tears of joy and relief and the release of sadness of people. And I think, you know what? And Max, you were the seed of that whole journey that's going crazy now.
How beautiful. The manifestation.
Manifestation, man. It is amazing.
Well, you know, I'm a true believer. Like, everyone has a story. Everyone has the ability to inspire, and write your story and write your inspirations and inspire others. Collectively, I think, you know, if we all just inspire one another, ooh, the vibration of love that we will be on. But let's talk about the global release of Soulful Reflections. It is the first in your series of four soulful books.
Soulful Loving,
Soulful Living, and Soulful Inspiration. So tell us about how you thought up of the concept of four soulful books.
Well, Max, the whole concept came about because many of the people who know me realize I'm a really deep thinker and I'm a philosopher, and the deeper and deeper I connect into my own soul essence and soul being, is I feel more and more content with who I am as a human being, as an energetic being, as a father, as a husband, as a friend. I feel very deep, and it reminds me of, you know, my American mum, who was my host mum when I was an exchange student many years ago in just out of Chicago, Jane Meyer, when she would make good, hearty country food. And whenever I was feeling a bit flat, she'd make this gorgeous farm food. And, you know, I'd sit there and I just realized it touched my soul. So my reflections started coming through poetry. In this case, and the Soulful Reflections is a mix of insight, musing, thoughts, healing poetry, short inspirational words. And then I believed if we can reflect, then we can actually move to a greater place of loving for ourselves and others. And if we can do that, then we will have a better, deeper connection to living, a soulful living, a living that connects back into the earth and to humanity and the goodness of the divine. And then if we have that, we are in a space of even greater inspiration, because through our living, through our existence, through our vibrational manifestations, we then inspire others by just being ourselves. That's how I came up with the Soulful Reflection series.
Wow. So now that you have the series and you've published, hey, Archway Publishing, we got to give you a shout out.
Oh, absolutely.
Publish books now. Yes, you know, publishing books now is, let me tell you, you either have it or you don't. It's that simple. Oh, yeah. You know, we're in like the fifth year process now of getting Oscar's Delmonico book published.
Yes, I remember.
I have to tell you, Dr. Philip, we'll talk after the show. But let me. So many visions of how this book should be. So I've kind of like, I want clarity, you know, and I appreciate all the visions for what the book should be. But ultimately, there's one vision, and that's manifesting as we speak now. So I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, since you have Soulful Reflections in your palm right now, that it did.
Absolutely.
You know, it was a vision. So Archway Publishing, thank you for for saying yes to Dr. Philip. So, you know, we've got to go into this really fantastic book. So give us the background on why you think you're the messenger for Soulful Reflections. Tell us about you and why you are the facilitator of this book.
All right. Well, Max, first of all, you know, it is, I am one of the messengers of that has been gifted to the world, I guess. I've been gifted with a voice and a level of, I guess, I don't know, confidence when I'm helping others. And it's that I can do that. But, you know, I thought about life with it, and there's a number of different areas in life that we all seek. And so many people are seeking today meaning, clarity, love. And then if we're seeking, one of the ways to make that happen within our lives, as you know, we have to surrender. Sometimes we just got to surrender. We're going to surrender stuff that's not so good. We've got to surrender bad thoughts or heavy thoughts or thoughts are not enough or behaviors or habits. And if we can start surrendering things, then what we do is we can move to a state of love. And we can move closer to love. And love's like this scale. There's a little bit, then we get deeper and deeper and deeper. And to fall in love within ourselves first will always create a better relationship with everyone else around us. And then we have the love, we move to a state of lusciousness. And anyone out there who's listening tonight who has been deeply in love, and I'm not talking love from our head or our groins, I'm talking love from our soul. It's something, it is just like rolling in a green pasture. It's like diving into the ocean on a warm summer's day. It's like having a beautiful glass of well-beaded champagne. It's so if we get that lusciousness, then we can move to a state of liberty and liberation. And to be, in other words, to be free to be me, to free to be you, free to live, free to be. And then what comes after that is a series and the process of death. Now, anyone who understands spirituality of life is death is about new beginnings. Death is about letting old stuff go. So that's why in Soulful Reflections, the sections are seeking, surrender, love, lusciousness, liberty, and death. And so these messages will come through to people because I've lived a very real life. And one of the reasons I actually started to write this was I was weighed down with some heaviness and some depressive thinking for a period, and I wasn't in a good space. And my daughter said, you know, Dad, you know, well, you really should start writing some poetry, express yourself. I know you journal, I know you write, but really get those feelings out because writing poetry is like being truly naked, truly naked, and the essence and vulnerability that comes with it. So the first couple of attempts were just woeful, Max. They were terrible. and I thought, you know, and the part of me goes, oh, this, I've written a poem. This is great. And then I read it and I gave it to someone to read and they go, oh, that's interesting. And then I thought, then I realized what was happening. I was letting my head get in the way instead of allowing it to flow, the creativity and the love to flow from me onto my laptop or the notepad that I had.
So let me ask you a question with this book, because, you know, like everything, there's a stage where this has to grow in the womb to be born. Right. So, you know, I have here a note that says 5 years trying to get the book published. So what kept you going over those past? We're in the same, Dr. Philip, we are in the same gondola.
Max, I was under the illusion that I'd just write something and it'd get published, right? The reality hit me firmly between the eyes. So what ended up happening was at first I went to New York. I thought, you just find a publisher and get it published. And then I realized I couldn't get into any of the publishers at the time and I needed a literary agent. So after pounding the pavement and knocking on doors, and getting no after no after no, and there's over 200 no's, I kept thinking, well, I've been guided to write it, so the right person must be out there. So I'll just keep going. And I'm not under any illusion that there was a period where I didn't want to give up, because I did. And so as the more no's I got, I thought, well, every no's closer to a yes. I've just got to learn more from it. So I improved my little bit of a pitch, and I'd knock on people's doors and I'd go, hey, I'm Dr. Phil from Australia. I've just jumped on a plane to come over here and check the vibe out to see whether, you know, you can become family. Do you mind if I sit and just meditate for a minute? Mm-hmm. And I got tossed out of a lot of buildings. But I kept going, kept fine-tuning my pitch. They go, well, this guy's crazy. And I said, yeah, I'm a little crazy, but it's good crazy. And then at the end of it, I met a lady on that very first trip who I'd kept in contact with. She was a lovely, lovely lady. And the last trip I was there, I 3 days in, and I went, you know what? I'm tired. I've taken so much time away from my family and my patients and my beautiful wife. And maybe this is just a trip to fill my human ego. And then I curled up on the bed of the hotel, and I was in the fetal position, and I just sobbed, and I sobbed, and I sobbed, and I went, I can't do this anymore. So I called the airline, and I went to change my flight. And unfortunately, at that time, changing my flight would have meant that I would have had to pay the equivalent of about four times of the flight price from Australia again, which I didn't have at the time. So I think, well, must meant to be here. The next morning, I got a message from this lady who I'd met 5 years earlier, and she said, Philip, I see you're in the city. Would you like to come and have lunch? So I went and had lunch with her. She said, are you finished with this novel that you're writing? And one of my other books is called Love, Lust, or Liberation. It's a spiritual love story. She, are you finished with that? I said, I'm not done with it quite. She goes, are you done with anything? And I said, well, I'm done with this beautiful little piece called Soulful Reflections. So I showed her, and she said, I love it. I like it. I want to make an introduction to you. I think it's got a beautiful, it feels good. It feels good, Max. And that was where it happened. Now, along the way, I had lunch with a Pulitzer Prize winning author once, and this woman told me that as an Australian, as a first-time writer, as, you know, you'll never get published in New York. You'll never break through. It takes a lot of time and work and effort. You'll never get through. And she says, I don't want to dampen your spirit, Philip. I said, well, you haven't. I said, you've just lit a bloody bonfire. Because
that's right.
I'm putting the negativity on my fire of desire, and that thing's burning bright. And that's what kept me going. That's what
How
kept
wonderful. Going. You know, it only takes one to say yes.
Well, it is. Don't let people out there listening tonight, don't take no as an answer. As an answer. Just try a better way to get a yes.
Right, absolutely. You know? And, you know, I always say that I'm not going to accept a no when I know that there's already a yes, because I created the yes.
Absolutely. We are the creation. We are our own
soul. We are the total creators of our reality. So, you know what? Let's get into, you know, I'm going to open the book. Like I do this with Gordana Biernat, whose book is hashtag Know the Truth. She's here on our Soulful Sundays here on Max and Friends. But, you know, I opened the book to page 43, Surrender. And yes, the title is We Are One. Happiness rests peacefully in my soul. As I know, we are one. Hoping. Yes. So, you know, this is something I love the book, because you could just open up to where you need to. It's like an oracle in your pocket, right?
That's my intention, Max. Yeah. So people who are reaching or having a bad day, they pull it out of their pocketbook or out of their briefcase or out of their car or next to their bed, and they flick through and they ask, what words of Dr. Phil's do I need today to help me navigate what I'm going through? And you know what? It will come. Like I did this one. I just did it then, and I came up to love on page 101. Love, being loved, loving, and in love are the most wondrous of all human journeys.
It's so beautiful. I do know. So let me tell you, what is your intent? Let me ask you, what is your intention for Soulful Reflections?
My intention is to help people I can't get my hands on to do energetic healing, that can't see me for come and see me in Australia, is that a little bit of me then rests in each of their homes. So when I'm vibrating at a beautiful space of love, that love is in their homes, because that book will be with them. They will be getting healing and my energy and reconnecting to their own energy and own love. So I like to just think that my intention, I guess, is that this book can help begin to heal the world and make it a better place. I mean,
all right, Michael.
Why not, man? Why not?
That's the truth. Well, you know what? The book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and through the publisher, Archway.com. So definitely get the book, Soulful Reflections. You know, this is a three-part question.
Yeah.
So let's just start with, because, you know, we have listeners all over the world tonight. You're in Australia. I'm actually in Florida. Dr. Dina was in Los Angeles. You know, we've got people listening from all over.
We've got people listening in London at the moment.
And in London. Hi, everyone in London. How are you? And everyone in New York. How you doing? But, you know, so I always tell people to dream big and then dream bigger. So what message do you have for our listeners tonight? For all of you tuning in tonight, you're going to get some nuggets of love right now. So what messages do you have for our listeners about following their dreams? Let's start with that first.
All right. Following their dreams. If you have a dream, the only person who's going to stop you achieving that dream is yourself.
Come on.
So remember, you are the answer to every question you have, and you are the solution to everything that you are destined to manifest. So don't ever stop dreaming. I mean, I had a teacher once when I was 14. I had to write a little story, and I wrote this beautiful little story, and this teacher ripped it up in front of the whole class. And as a 14-year-old sensitive, creative boy, it was devastating. And he told me, never pick up a pen, never even think you could write more for you. That's just ridiculous. It's ludicrous. And that was my dream. Now, going back about 18 years later, I was asked to go back to that school and give an address as one of their more successful students, alumni. And I was telling the student body about this story of never put a needle in anyone else's dream balloon. And I told them that story. Mm-hmm. Now, the funny thing is, Max, that teacher was still there, and he came up to me and goes, oh, my God, Philip, who would have been stupid enough to say that? And I said, I don't quite remember their name, but here's a little advice. If a student comes up to you with a dream, inflate that dream, pump it up, give them encouragement to go and chase it. Don't put a needle in it.
That's right. Oh, for all the needles that were put into my dreams. One said, you'll never be in TV. The other one said, oh, you'll never be a designer. I had a beautiful woman's collection when I was like 18 years old. And then I've had my own. I've been on TV millions of times, plus I've had my own show here in South Florida. So when someone tells you or tries to pop that vision of what you have for yourself, the beauty of it is say thank you and move on.
Absolutely.
You know, because when people tell you who they are, trust them. Because when you have someone telling you what they think about you, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, now you have the choice and the opportunity to say, do I want them to be a part of my journey or not? So when someone tells you that, say thank you and love them from a distance. It's that easy for me.
I'm with you, Max. And you just got to love them that way.
That's the truth. So, you know, we've got a few minutes left. The illusion of time is creeping up on us, Dr. Phil.
We're going to have a segment, Max. You know that.
You're going to have to come back on the show. You know that.
Absolutely, man.
What messages do you have for our listeners about their passions?
Oh, wow. About their passion. When you connect and people go, well, I don't know how to find my passion. Simply said, a passion is something that gives you joy on the inside, that fuels your soul. And it's not even like working or doing something. It's just something that will happen. I get to live my passion every day in my clinic. Mm-hmm. 35 years of doing my work. I walk in every day and I go, how lucky am I to be able to be living my passion of helping people? Mm-hmm. So the thing is, firstly, find something you love doing that you would gladly not receive any monetary return for. And you know what? Because if you do good at your passion, the universe will look after you financially.
That's right. It will rise up and meet you.
Absolutely. But if you go after something just after money, never going to happen. It's like chasing a slippery, wet bar of soap. It will always slip out of your hands.
That's right. Well, you know, here's the definition of passions for me and people trying to figure out, well, what's my passion? So I call them heart virtues. And one way to acknowledge your heart virtue is what gives you that joy that you were talking about, but then your body reacts and you get goosebumps or your eyes start to swell because you want to cry or tear or just like sob because it just brings so much joy.
Oh, yeah.
To me, absolutely. That's a heart virtue. And yes. that is what you're here and you're called to do, is that thing that makes you feel that way. So tap into that. Yeah. And listen to your body, you know, listen to your body. So, all right. And then we're going to talk about what message you have for our listeners about their paths in life. There's so many different paths and we're on so many, and yet we need to, whatever works for anyone, you know, I can't collectively say we need to be on this or that, but whatever works for you works for you. But what do you tell people about their paths in life?
Look, I tell people about their paths, and we're guided to down a path to either learn a lesson, to have an experience, to connect with living, to pay off some karmic debt. But if we go down a path with open eyes, open heart, and listen, not with our ears, but with our deep, deep part of our soul, then we'll continue being down the right path. Now, in my life, I've been down many, many different paths. Some of them have ended up against a headlong into a brick wall and, you know, taking me to the brink of destruction. But each one of those was the right path. Now, many years ago, I had a music company with a couple of friends, and we took it globally and we're doing really well until one of the guys lost his focus and left me sitting in the street with my hands and my head, and I've lost everything. Everything was gone. Everything I'd accumulated was gone. And, you know, people say, oh, that must have been the worst time. And it was a horrible time. However,
talk about a soulful reflection.
But it gave me so much reflection and soulful reflection. And it helped me then understand how to help people even better, how to be real with people, to be able to meet them on their level.
That's
right. And when you can do that, you can better hold the torch to illuminate a pathway for them.
And it doesn't mean you have to stay at that level with them. We've got to wrap the show up.
You just got to show up there.
That's right. And let me tell you,
they've got to know you're real, Max. They got to know you're real.
And no experience is ever wasted. But speaking of the illusion of time, we got to wrap this up. And there's one thing I want to talk about. Two things we're going to talk about real quick. Sam, give me one more minute. All right.
Yep.
So I've noticed you're the co-founder of CEO Sleep Out for Homeless.
Yes.
Tell us about it and how we can get involved.
All right. Well, the CEO of Sleep Out for the Homeless was started by a guy called Bernie Feon and myself in Australia, because we both wanted to put back into society. And me, having been homeless when we lost everything for a short period of time, we wanted to create educational opportunities, support networks, to be able to help people with mental illness and mental well-being problems. So in Australia, it's under, if you look up under CEO Sleep Out or CEOSleepout.com.au, you can see it. It's now in South Africa, and I believe someone was trying to get it going in the US, but it's something that just helps people and helps CEOs understand what it's really like, the real world's like.
That's right. All right. Well, speaking of the real world, we got to get back into this one right now. So the book Soulful Reflections by my friend Dr. Phil. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight at Max and Friends.
Max, thank you very much. We'll talk soon.
Listen,
and bye to all. Sleep well, USA.
Before I let you go, just give us one nugget of love that you want people to take with them into this week.
Be who you are and love who you are and embrace everything about you that is different. Don't be in the middle of the bell curve.
That's right. Don't be sheep.
No, so don't be sheep.
Don't be sheep. And I'm going to give you all this one.
Be sheep.
Be chic. That's right. Hashtag chic. So listen, I'm going to leave you all with this. Life has no meaning. Each of us has meaning and we bring it to life. It is a waste to be asking the question when you are the answer. Trust yourself. Dream big. Your life is big. So keep reaching. Dr. Phil, thank you for being here. Dr. Dina, love you for joining us. And tomorrow, tune into LA Talk Radio at 1 o'clock Pacific time, because there you'll see Polish Woman with my friend, author of Date Like a Girl, Married Like a Woman, Jessica Bunavach, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time on LA Talk Radio. It's a live stream, so it's a video. And hey, I love you all for tuning in. Follow me at Max Tucci on Twitter and Max Tucci Radio on Instagram. I have to say unto you, good night and good karma. Take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends, right here on LA Talk Radio. Good night.
Max and Friends, he said.